I'm here in the Academy in Newcastle with Danny from the Coronas, one of my favourite bands from back home. How are you doing?
I'm great. Nice to talk to you.
For any of the Spark listeners who haven't heard you before, how would you describe your sound?
I suppose we've been described as rock pop, indie rock pop. So it's a tough question. What genre are you? But maybe let other people decide that, yeah.
The new album, The Long Way, came out last week. How is this album sounding compared to your previous records?
I think it's a little bit more mature. Obviously, we're getting older with every album and, things change and what you're writing about changes and stuff like that as well. But I think just as a band, we've done a lot of touring and to get to this stage where we were sort of... And also, there's a bigger gap than we usually leave between the last album and this album, so we had a little bit more time to write it and stuff. So we think it's our best, but hopefully people do as well.
You worked with a new producer on this album too. How was that experience for you?
It was great. Elliot was amazing. He's done some really cool stuff. Kaiser Chiefs. He's done Tudor Cinema Club. Loads of great bands. And he was really good. Really musical. He plays a little bit of everything. And yeah, we met him early on. And we knew straight away that he was the right man for the job. And so we really, really enjoyed working.
You were previously working under your own label. How does it feel to be making the switch to a company like Island Records?
It's been great. You know, they're really good. We were, as you say, we were sort of doing everything ourselves back home, and we learned a lot that way. But it's cool to see a big company put so much time and effort and people behind the band, and it's exciting, and so far good anyway. Yeah.
You've sold out various arenas back home countless times and played a record-breaking 6-night run at the Olympia Theatre in Dublin. So how does it feel to be playing smaller, more intimate venues in the UK?
We love it, to be honest. We're happy to be out touring and out working. That's all we want to do. We want to just have a chance to make it happen over here, and we're happy to do the work. Like, only maybe 5 years ago in Ireland, we were playing the same size venues as this, and we were enjoying the slog then, and we still are now, fingers crossed, in another 5 years maybe we'll be selling out Shepherd's Bush or the big O2 Academy here, but we're happy to be here.
Festival season is nearly upon us. Are there any particular festivals you're heading along to this year?
I think we're playing the Tea in the Park. There's been a couple more penciled in. We're doing Dot to Dot and a couple in Europe, Benixheim, and another one I think as well. So yeah, we'll be busy enough. We've got a couple of gigs as well. We're in your hometown in June, playing the Marquee, and we're going to have a busy summer, but we're looking forward to it.
You've supported the likes of Paul McCartney and Justin Timberlake. Is there anyone in particular you would like to support in the future?
Well, we just found out that in August we're doing Belsonic Festival in Belfast with an old, serious, one of my favourite old bands called Stereophonics, who are still going now and they're still great, but when I was growing up I was a huge fan. That just sprung to my mind because we literally found out today. So that'll be a good one to get to support them. And as I said, I used to be a huge fan. I still am a little bit, but I don't know. I suppose it would be cool to play before Prince. He's pretty much a legend and he can every instrument, and I'd say he's a character. Give Prince a call there for us and see if we can open up room.
You started your UK tour yesterday and will be on the road until the end of March. What's the one thing you can't live without while on tour?
Well, you brought them in earlier on. The Barry's tea is essential and I forgot mine, so it's the best present I've ever had. Thank you for that. But I suppose we love Haribo. Haribo is a big one. Haribo can get you through a lot. And Waters, and I don't know. We play a lot of PlayStation, so if we didn't have that, it would be tough, I think. So.
And finally, have you got any pre-show rituals?
Not really. Sometimes we just sort of stand around. We make sure that it's just the band and the dressing room just before we go on. We have a little chat, nothing serious. Just be like, if there's anything we need to talk about. But we don't take it too seriously. We try and keep it relaxed, For the bigger gigs, maybe we'd have a bit of a group hug with our crew or something, quite masculine like that. It's nothing too big a deal. But we enjoy it and we just take good luck and enjoy it or whatever.